our schedule. We've got lots of really cool speakers. My name's Tim Ansell. I organise the Gaming Meeting Call. I'm also an open source game developer. I'm using my Nintendo Wii remote to control this presentation, so hopefully it will work. It hasn't been tested very well. Well, I actually injured myself on a Wii earlier this week, so... the reason I started to run this mini-conf is because, basically, there's a belief out there that open-source gaming can't compete with commercial gaming. And even people who are 100% open source in every other area think games is the one area where there can't be open source development. I'd also like to show that commercial game companies are using open source to help reduce their costs, leverage communities, and do lots of cool stuff. I'd also like to do this because the gaming consoles are some particularly closed platforms. They're designed so you have to pay your licensing fee to use most of the time. And this is what people want to do with their trusted computing on normal computers. So we've got an example of what could happen if the PC people are careful. And also, gaming is most probably the number one reason why people at home don't remove Windows. Games only run on Windows, and they like their games, so they can't remove Windows. So I'm running this to promote open source gaming and game development, to show there's an active large community and there's plenty of people out there doing really cool stuff, to bring game developers together, because the gaming community seems to be very fragmented, and to actually get them together with non-game developers, like people doing Linux kernel stuff. All these things affect gaming, but often there's not very much communication back to them, especially artists are a good example. We've actually got one or two talks which will be specifically for artists. I also want to help increase cooperation, and I want to show off some of the cool stuff we're doing, like using a Wii remote for not what they intended. So this is our program. The program's printed in your little booklet. We'll have most of the things about 30, 35 minutes with 10 minutes question time. We have a panel which is going to answer your questions about licensing. We've got Rusty Russell, Chris McCormick. There's lots of cool stuff, so please stay for the whole day, basically. Tell your friends to come along and stuff like that. We've also have a large stand at the open day. We'll have PyDad, Stepmania. We've got a whole bunch of DDR mats that we're going to connect up to Linux and play on them. We'll most probably have Frets on Fire. If you haven't seen that, it's kind of like Guitar Hero and you use a keyboard. There'll be Westnoth. There'll be people doing strange stuff with Wiimotes. There's rolling talks, and there'll be free food. Obviously, the gaming mini-conf didn't organise that, but there is free food at the thing. We will be where that horrible pink area is. That's program art for you. We really need help running the mini-conf stand. There's about three people so far, and we really need wireless keyboards. If you've got a wireless keyboard, come along, bring it out. We'll look after it, make sure it doesn't get walk off with somebody else. If you've got large screens, especially Sydney-siders, if you can bring a television screen or anything like that, please contact me and bring it along. There'll be lots of non-open source developers there on the day. I think there's around 300 registered people who aren't coming to the Linux conference that will be there. So please help us put on a really brilliant demonstration for them.
Anybody can find one of those 1080p with HDCP.
Yeah. projectors also would like to project people playing and hurting themselves on DDR onto big screens for everybody to watch. Computers with 3D hardware working under Linux, that would be really brilliant too. So, yes. This is just a plug for my project. My project is 1000 Parsec, and I'm announcing today that we're starting an AI programming contest. There's some cool prizes that you can win there, a bunch of swag and stuff. So definitely go and check this out. I've been prattling on about 1000 Parsec during lightning talks, so feel free to come along then, both these lightning talks and the main contest lightning talks. So I'm going to hand over to Paul, make sure I get the name right, who's going to give a talk about Python and Big World, which are an MMORPG company.